Months into the pandemic, millions of Americans are still out of work and relying on federal emergency unemployment programs to stay afloat. And later this month, those programs could expire. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg reports on what that might mean for the tens of thousands of people in Maine who are already struggling to make ends meet.
For years, Heather Seavey worked in pet stores in southern Maine, offering advice about nutrition to animal owners. But when the coronavirus hit, Seavey says she was forced to leave her job because of her asthma and an autoimmune disorder.
Basically, getting COVID, especially with my asthma, would be, you know, a death sentence.
At first, Seavey says her family did okay. Her husband often worked at least 80 hours a week at his healthcare job, and her additional federal unemployment benefits of $600 per week made a big difference. But those ran out a few months ago, and Seavey says because of her health conditions and the need to be at home to help her 11-year-old child who has autism with distance learning, she's been unable to return to work. Seavey says her benefits are now less than $200 per week, so she's begun selling blood plasma to afford food and other needs.
It's just trying to juggle everything, and I just don't, you know, I'm going to go sell plasma tomorrow. Like, you know, like that's where I'm at. Like, I've got to go sell my blood again so that I can get the kids through the weekend. And it's hard. It's hard.
And it could get even harder later this month. That's when emergency federal unemployment benefits are set to run out. The expanded benefits were created as part of the federal stimulus package passed in March. But without action from Congress, the state estimates that about 35,000 Mainers could lose benefits.
Essentially, this is like throwing somebody out of an airplane with no parachute.
Andy O'Brien is a spokesperson for the Maine AFL-CIO.
People are very desperate. They're at risk of losing their homes and not knowing how they're going to feed their family, much less give their kids a Christmas.
O'Brien says Maine is heading into the winter months at a time when COVID-19 is spiking and unemployment is on the rise.
So it's getting even harder and harder to find work. And of course, Maine has a lot of seasonal economy. And so in the winter months, unemployment goes up anyway. So it's a real perfect storm and, you know, something needs to be done.
Earlier this month, a bipartisan group of lawmakers announced a plan to extend the benefits as part of a larger stimulus package. But that will need to make it through Congress and be signed by the president. In the meantime, laid-off workers are trying to piece together enough to simply stay afloat.
We're struggling hard.
Jamie Hills, who lives in Burnham with her two kids, says the expanded benefits programs helped her with basic needs. But with benefits potentially running out, she's already worried about Christmas.
I'm just hoping that they're happy with just a couple of, just literally, probably just a couple of small gifts because I can't afford it.
Heather Seavey, the mom we met earlier in this story, says as more days pass without new federal funding for unemployment, she feels left behind at a time that she and her family need help the most.
I was like, how does this happen that the people here in this country that have worked the hardest and the longest are the ones that are suffering so hard right now. And it's like we're invisible.
The extended unemployment benefits are set to expire this month on the day after Christmas. For Here and Now, I'm Robbie Feinberg.